The believers who gather at Sovereign Grace Chapel invite you to listen to a gospel message by one of their pastors, Joe Galusik and Walter Pendleton. This week's message is from Joe Galusik. Visit us on the web at www.sgchapel.com. Again, that's www.sgchapel.com. Men preach what they think is best. There is nothing to preach better than or other than Jesus Christ the Lord. Now this week's message.
This is to be broadcast on December 25th of 2016. I want to read to you today from Matthew chapter 1. Now the birth of Jesus was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. When I realized this message was to be broadcast on Christmas morning, to be perfectly honest about it, I wasn't real happy about it. For Christmas and I have a strained relationship, let's just put it that way. Now, let me be clear. I totally believe in the incarnation of Jesus Christ. His virgin birth is coming into this world. I have absolutely no problem with that. His coming on this earth to dwell with men. I have nothing but respect, awe, and a deep thankfulness for the birth of the Jesus of the Bible. However, the Christmas season is something else entirely. People put up signs stating Happy Birthday, Jesus. A bunch of people, well, millions of people, who care nothing for the Christ of God, pretend to celebrate his birth, and they celebrate it by going in debt to buy things that they and their kids don't need. Now, I'll be clear about this also. I have nothing against picking a day to give presents to the ones that you love. I think that's a fine idea. However, I don't want Jesus to be blamed as the reason for the season. The word Christmas is a shortening of two words, Christ Mass. Now, this is from a Roman Catholic thing. It is not, and I repeat, not scriptural. It is not honoring to the Father or his Son. Let's not even go into the fact that it missed the date by about 5 to 6 months. There is nothing in the scriptures, the Bible, that even gives a hint that there should be anything like what is called the Mass. Now, we are to remember and celebrate our Lord's incarnation, his condescension, his coming down, his life, his death, his burial, his resurrection, and his ascension into heaven. We are to extol his name, which is above every name. Right now, there is a man sitting at the right hand of the Father in heaven, the God-man, the man Christ Jesus. And I can tell you this, according to Scripture, at his name, every knee shall bow to the glory of God the Father. Here's the point. We are to remember and celebrate him every day, not just once a year. That's too limiting. That's not worthy of God Almighty. This is the account of the birth of Jesus Christ. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child, pregnant. She was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. Joseph did not know what was going on. But Joseph was a decent man, a just man, if you want to, even a nice man, and he was not willing to shame her or himself. He was minded to put her away privately. Because by the law, an adulteress is to be stoned. And the only way for Mary to have been pregnant at this time, as far as Joseph knew at this time, was to have committed adultery. But he was not going to raise a fuss about it. He was not going to turn her over. He was going to put her away privately. But that is not what happened. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. An angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph in a dream, and the first thing he says to him is, don't fear, do not fear. And then he says, take unto thee Mary thy wife, because she is pregnant with the Messiah who had been promised all throughout the Old Testament. And says Matthew 1 and verse 21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. I entitled this message, The Advent Message to Joseph. And basically the subtitle is this, call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. This angel didn't just show up and tell Joseph, don't worry, be happy. He didn't show up and say, don't worry, you know, Mary's pregnant, we know that. Take her as your wife and take her unto you as your wife. That which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Because not only was Joseph, he was told that, but Joseph was told more. And see, this is one of the things they leave out in a lot of the nativity scenes and a lot of the speaking on Christmas, as they call it, the advent of our Lord Jesus Christ coming into this world. There was a purpose for God being manifest in the flesh. There is a reason for the incarnation of Jesus Christ. And the angel told this reason to Joseph, the husband of Mary. Now there have been many prophecies that God's anointed would come into this world. And those prophecies have all pointed toward the fact that the Messiah was coming for the purpose of salvation, the salvation of the people of God. And this, right here in this account, is that time come to pass. Call his name Jesus, which means Yahweh is salvation, or Yahweh is Savior. It is spelled, written, spoken as Jehoshua, Yeshua, Jesus, the Savior of his people. He has come. And very clearly, it's God's Son coming, not Joseph's. It is God's only begotten, well-beloved Son, in whom the Lord is well pleased. That's the one who has come. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. Why? Because that's his name. Is that too simple? I don't think so. Not when you realize. See, this is the Word of God. The name of the Word of God is Jesus. This is the same Word that was in the beginning with God. And this is the same Word that was in the beginning who was God. Now he is come, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He had a name before Joseph even knew Mary was pregnant. He had a name in the annals of history, in the scriptures. There's one coming, this Messiah, and it is God who saves. Yahweh is salvation. Yahweh is Savior. Salvation is of the Lord. This is the fullness of time right here with this angel speaking to Joseph. This is the fullness of time for the Lord to come down and to dwell among men. Paul wrote about this and about him in Galatians chapter 4 and verses 4 and 5. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law. But Paul didn't stop there. Remember what that angel told Joseph? Paul continued on in verse 5 of Galatians chapter 4. Two. God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law. And there's a purpose for that also. What did he say then? That we might receive the adoption of sons. See, again from here, from the pen of the Apostle Paul, we see purpose. The purpose of God in Jesus Christ. God sent him forth, sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. That's the Advent message in Galatians chapter 4. He came to redeem them. The redemption of God in Jesus Christ had a purpose, that we might receive the adoption of Son. The coming of the Son, God sending forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law. Why? With a purpose, to redeem them that were under the law. This is the part that is left out on many, many people's Christmas messages. Matthew 1 and verse 22 says this, "Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet." See, there were prophecies about the coming of God manifest in the flesh, about the prophecies of the coming of the Messiah all throughout the Old Testament. in every one of those prophecies about the first advent of our Lord Jesus Christ was going to be fulfilled. Every single one. And it was going to be fulfilled perfectly, just as the prophets had said. But here in particular, Matthew is recording this one. Behold, this is Matthew 1 and verse 23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Now this is a direct reference to Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. That's exactly what this is a direct reference to. A virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth what? A son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. The angel told Joseph, call his name Jesus. Yahweh is salvation. Yahweh, the Savior. God with us. Emmanuel. There's another reference in Isaiah. It's chapter 9 and verse 6. And it says this, for unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. A child is born. That's what this angel was telling Joseph. Mary is of child, with child, of the Holy Ghost. This is where we're at. But that's not all. A son is given. Only the Son of God could save his people from their sins. Call his name Jesus. A child was born, and he did not stay a child. He grew and came to be about his father's business. The son was given. The son was given. Just as it was prophesied in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, a son was given. A son is given. And he, the son, is called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Why is he called all this? Because he is. It is because he is God, himself manifest in the flesh. He is Wonderful. He is Counselor. He is the Mighty God. And I want to point this out. I know it's a little, you know, harsh, probably, some people will think, for the Christmas season, as they call it. But let me tell you this. The Mighty God is a child no longer and never again. Yes, a child was born. And yes, it was a time of rejoicing. And yes, the child born was God incarnate in the flesh. And yes, the child did not stay a child. The son was given. Interesting. A son of full age. The Son of God. The Son who came to perfectly perform the will of the Father was given. Now I'm going to make a strange statement here to the world. I hope those who believe will understand what I'm saying. We do not worship, and I mean by that, those true worshipers of God, believers in Christ Jesus, do not worship a babe in a manger. Why? He's not a babe now. He is not in a manger now. We are amazed and we wonder at the gracious work of God himself incarnate in the flesh, the great condescension of the Word of God, who was with God and who was God, coming down and being incarnated into a babe in a manger. But he is no longer there. We are to worship God where he is. We are to speak of God as he is. I'll go a step further if you want to know the truth. We can get really mean here. I do not worship Christ on the cross because he is on the cross no longer. He did die on the cross and he is risen and he is ascended. Right now, he is sitting on the right hand of the Majesty on high. It is at the name of Jesus that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Merry Christmas. See, what is left out of all these nativity scenes, all the Christmas plays, and all the Christmas services of all kinds is this, the message to Joseph. Jesus did indeed come as described in the scriptures, born of a virgin. Yes, I believe that wholeheartedly. He came as the angel told Joseph, though. He came to save his people from their sins. Now, the question that will not be asked this Christmas by the majority of people speaking on this day and speaking about this day is this. Here's a question. Did the angel speak correctly to Joseph? I'm here to tell you that everything that angel said was true and is still true. And in particular today, the very last thing that the angel said to Joseph is just as true as the first thing said by that angel. The question is, did Jesus save his people from their sins? That's what the angel told Joseph he was going to do. That's why the Joseph was to call him Jesus. Yahweh is salvation. Yahweh is Savior. Jehoshua, Joshua, Joseph, Jesus. That's why you call him this. He shall save his people from their sins. So did he? That's the question. Well, the answer is, yes, he did, in a very, very real, very, very perfect sense. See, this is the one who we praise. This is the one whom we worship. This is the one whom we are to call upon, the Holy One of Israel, who has, by one offering, sanctified us and perfected us. And he did this with his one offering almost 2,000 years ago. Now, how can you say something like that? Well, basically, I was paraphrasing scripture from Hebrews 9:10. He's saving his people now. That's what people teach. And he is. Yes, Jesus Christ is saving his people now. That's the part that, here's the part though that the religious world wants to deny. Jesus Christ did save, did redeem his people from their sins. But now he is calling out those for whom he shed his precious blood. Those who he sanctified and perfected with that offering almost 2,000 years ago. Hebrews 9 and 12 puts it this way. This is what the angel told Joseph that Jesus was going to do. Hebrews 9 and 12, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. This is speaking of Jesus. By his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption. That was written by the writer of Hebrews. That is speaking of the offering made to God by Jesus Christ. He has obtained eternal redemption. What does that mean? That means that the angel told Joseph correctly. He shall save his people from their sins. And he did. Now, in this time, and from that time forward and before, he is now bringing his sheep in, which are already his sheep. Other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them I must bring in. He already had them. They were his. These sheep were redeemed when he made his offering to the Father after his resurrection. Now, he is bringing in his lost sheep who are already redeemed. And God is bringing in many sons to glory in his beloved Son. The angel spoke true. Call his name Jesus. Why? For he shall save his people from their sins. All that the angel said to Joseph is true. Jesus Christ has obtained eternal redemption, and he is bringing in many sons to glory. He is bringing in every one of his sheep. Thank you.
This broadcast is supported by the believers who gather at Sovereign Grace Chapel. We meet every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Sovereign Grace Chapel is located in Crow, West Virginia, just off Country Club Drive on Annabelle Lane, just north of Little Beaver State Park. Our web address is www.sgchapel.com. Again, that's www.sgchapel.com. Our mailing address is Sovereign Grace Chapel, P.O. Box 15, in Kellysville, West Virginia, 24732. Again, that's Sovereign Grace Chapel, P.O. Box 15, Kellysville, West Virginia, 24732. Come hear Christ preach.